Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and this episode of OTRWesterns.com is brought to you by you. Yes, you. OTRWesterns.com is supported by its listeners, bringing you digitally remastered and restored Old Time Radio Westerns from an era that is now gone. It takes a lot to keep this show coming to you, and we hope you agree that the results are definitely worth the cost. Please support the cause by visiting OTRWesterns.com/donate and signing up for reoccurring support. Together, we can keep the Westerns alive. Now let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be the Lone Ranger. Original air dates January 22nd, 1943, and the title is Sheriff by Proxy. Hope you enjoy, and again, thanks for listening.
Fiery horse with the speed of light, the cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Indian companion Tonto, the masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. The stories of his strength and courage, his daring and resourcefulness have come down to us through the generations, and nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come on, Silver! We're heading for Black Canyon!
Dan, the 14-year-old nephew of the Lone Ranger, was an inquisitive boy, and naturally he was curious about the many adventures of the Lone Ranger and Tonto before he met them. He found it difficult to question his uncle because the masked man rarely talked about himself. But Tonto occasionally related one of their true experiences. The grave-faced Indian was more prone to do this when he and the boy were alone. Like the wise men of his race, Tonto knew that Dan would remember true stories long after ordinary lessons had been forgotten.
Tonto, tell me something, will you? Well, the Lone Ranger always helps lawmen, doesn't he?
Lone Ranger help law. Not men.
Well, wasn't that the same thing?
Sometime, not all time.
Well, gee, that's what I can't figure out. If the law is right, then, well, why isn't it right all the time?
Law right, but not always men who use it honest. Sometime crook use law.
Well, that's what I mean. If a crook was using it, and a Lone Ranger helped the law, well, he'd be helping a crook, wouldn't he?
Oh, Lone Ranger plenty wise. Him no difference. If crook have law, Lone Ranger take it away.
How?
Well, one time it happened, just like that.
What happened? Tell me about it.
Many moon ago, On big plains down south, Lone Ranger and Tonto ride through Black Canyon to town of Kingville. All at once, we hear rifle shots. We stop, plenty quick.
Ho, Silver, ho, ho, Scout, ho, ho, fellow, ho.
Where'd that come from, Tonto? Could you tell?
Thick bush over by river.
Yes, I think you're right. Listen.
Somebody ride plenty fast. We chase them?
Not yet, Tonto. I believe our first job is to investigate that shot. Look, a horse with an empty saddle breaking through that brush. Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout.
All right, Silver. Over, boy. That's it. Ho, ho, Silver.
Ho, Scout, ho, fellow, ho, ho, fellow.
Horses are roan, Tonto. It looks familiar to me.
Ah.
I can't exactly place it, but I... Hear that? There's somebody on the other side of this brush. Come on.
Oh, there, man. Him hurt bad.
Yes, it's... Now I know who that horse belongs to. Dave Jenkins. And this is Dave. Looks like he's been hurt bad.
Howdy,
Who shot you, Dave?
I don't know for sure. They dry gulch me now. Oh.
Easy, Dave. You've got a nasty wound in your side now.
I know. And I know what it means.
Give me your handkerchief, Tonto. I'll make a bandage for that.
No. No, not enough time. I gotta tell you.
What is it, Dave?
It's a funny thing, you finding me. I was on my way to find you when...
I'm glad I was near here.
Tom Blaine sent me after you. I'm his deputy.
Is Sheriff Blaine in trouble?
Plenty. Whole town's in trouble. That's why he needs you.
Where's the sheriff now?
Flat on his back. Mother Carter's boarding house. He was shot just like I was, only...
Does he know who it was? If Sheriff Blaine's up against a gang of killers, I can't understand why he sent you alone.
To him. Get there some way. He'll explain. You see, Tom Blaine's not sheriff of Kingsville anymore. And I'm not really a deputy, but...
Easy, Dave.
I'm glad I found you before they took my star away. It's pinned right here in my vest. You take it.
Yes. I'll take care of your star, Dave.
Thanks. At least I'm leaving the real law in good hands.
He's dead, Tonto. We'll find out who's responsible for this murder. It's the last thing we ever do. You bring Dave's body into town, I'm going on ahead.
Here, Silver. Why him say Sheriff Blaine, not sheriff now?
Hey, big fella, that's what I intend to find out. Dave said the sheriff is at Mother Carter's boarding house. I'll head straight for there. You follow as soon as you can. Come on, Silver. Right here, Silver. I'll be back in a minute.
I'm warning you, Hegan. I got a scatter gun in my hands, and if you open that door, I'll blow you to kingdom come.
Mrs. Carter.
You heard me?
Mother Carter, I've come to see Sheriff Blaine. I want to...
If you think you can get... Well, glory be. It's a Lone Ranger.
Where's Sheriff Blaine?
Upstairs. Excuse me, I thought you were Bart Hegan or one of his crowd.
May I go upstairs?
Well, sure.
Thank you.
I know Tom sent for you, but I don't see how you got here without me spotting you. Tell him I'm keeping my eyes peeled.
Sheriff.
The Lone Ranger. So Dave found you.
Yes, he found me. And I promised to bring this to you.
Dave's badge. Where'd you get it?
Your deputy, Dave Jenkins, is dead, Sheriff.
No.
He was shot ambushed about 30 minutes ago on the Black Canyon Road.
How'd you know?
Todd and I heard the shot, but we didn't see the killers. Dave was pretty far gone when we reached him.
So they got Dave. They must have figured he was going for help, or they wouldn't have tried it.
Who's they?
Bart Hegan, Kurt Ransom or any of that passel of gunslingers they've got working for him.
Dave tried to tell me something about it, but he didn't last long enough. Who's Hegan and Ransom?
Bart Hegan's a lawyer here in town and a loan shark. Most every rancher in the valley owes him money. Kurt Ransom's a gambler at the Golden Eagle Cafe.
I see. You think they're responsible for Dave's murder?
I'm sure of it. And I'm sure they're the same sidewinders who threw this load of buckshot I'm carrying in my back.
Well, if you're sure, why don't you order one of your deputies to arrest them?
I can't. That's why I sent for you. See, the folks of Kingsville think I'm no longer sheriff.
Who is?
Bart Hegan.
Hegan? I don't understand.
Neither did I, till this morning. Now it's too late. Unless you can do something.
Tell me about it.
Well, yesterday afternoon, Bart Hegan came to my office and demanded that I furnish him a deputy sheriff. He wanted a lawman to serve eviction notice on a rancher who owes him some money.
Did you do it?
Oh, I only had one deputy, Dave Jenkins. I wasn't going to let him help Hegan with any of his skinflint schemes.
What happened?
Then he offered to serve his own eviction notice if I'd swear him in as deputy sheriff for 8 hours. Just long enough to ride out to the valley and back.
That's where you made your mistake.
Well, how do you know?
Because, according to law, if an elected sheriff is unable to perform his duties for any reason like sickness or death, any legally sworn deputy may assume the office of sheriff.
That's just what happened. I made Hegan temporary deputy, and before the 8 hours were up, I'd been shot in the back.
That put you out of the way. But how about Dave?
Bart declared himself sheriff by reason of me being unable to serve. Then he called a special meeting of the town council and passed a law making it illegal to carry a gun in Kingsville.
Illegal?
Hegan made every man in town turn in the shooting irons, including Dave.
And when Jenkins was killed, he didn't even have a gun to defend himself.
Not so much as a cap pistol when he left here to try to find you.
Heard of some nervy schemes, but never one that could equal this.
The worst part of it is, I guess it's legal.
It may be legal according to Hegan, but that doesn't make it right.
If only I wasn't flat on my back.
Just a minute. There's something you can do, Sheriff.
What's that?
Swear me in to act in your place.
Swear you... What about Hegan?
The law doesn't limit the number of your deputies, especially in an emergency.
Yeah, but suppose Bart Hegan
Let me worry about that. May I wear the star that belonged to Dave Jenkins?
Why, sure. Sure you can. Lean over here and I'll pin it on you.
All right.
There. I'll raise your right hand.
All right.
You solemnly swear to uphold and enforce the laws of Kings County, the town of Kingsville?
Yes, I do.
And I deputize you to serve as an officer of the law, as sheriff of this county.
Thank you.
Now what?
Well, I'm not going to reveal my new authority until a little later. First, I'd like to discover the reason for...
Say, there's quite a ruckus going on down the street right in front of the jail.
Oh, what's wrong?
Oh, can't tell from here. I don't want to leave the place. There's a lot of folks milling around an engine that just rolled up.
It's Tonto. I'll be back later, Sheriff.
Who's that tied to the saddle of the second pony?
Looks like... Why, it's Dave Jenkins.
Jenkins? First Blaine is shot, and now Jenkins.
Well, who's the engine?
Never saw him before. If Higgins is sheriff around here, why...
All right, Redskin. Who have you got tied to that pony?
Me, fine man, shot. Bring him here.
Yeah.
It's Dave Jenkins, Bart. He's dead.
You've got a lot of nerve, ain't you, engine? Kill a man, then bring the body right into town?
Oh, me not kill him?
Yeah, well, I say you did. And I'm the sheriff here in Kingsville. You're under arrest.
Oh, me not.
Put up your hands. Get his guns, Kurt.
Sure, Bart.
Just a minute.
Last man.
An outlaw.
Maybe that's the hombre that killed Dave. Look at that stallion he's riding.
You better let the Indian keep his guns, Mr. Hegan.
Who are you? No outlaw can ride in here
and
tell me...
He didn't kill Jenkins, and you know he didn't.
Get the Indian's guns, Kurt. I'll keep this mask hombre covered.
Hand him over, Redskin.
No, me keep guns.
Remember... I warned you.
You're under arrest, too.
Don't go for that gun.
My hand!
You asked for it.
Did you see that? Shot the gun right out of his hand.
Why, you...
Oh! Kurt got the same thing.
Say, who is that hombre with a mask?
Never saw such shooting.
We better leave, Tonto. We'll come back later.
Uh-huh.
Come on, Silver.
Get him up, Scout. Nail him. Why didn't somebody nail those critters?
You're forgetting something, ain't you, Hegan?
Shoot them hombres!
How can anybody else do any shooting when you and Kurt have got the only two guns in town? And they're on the ground.
Why, you...
Thank you.
curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Story. As Tonto told how he and the Lone Ranger had ridden away from Kingsville, Dan interrupted with a question.
Why did you leave? How could you discover who killed Dave Jenkins unless you stayed right there?
Me think like you. But Lone Ranger know best. We ride back Long Canyon Road, then we stop.
Who's Silver, oh boy?
Who's Scout Hope on a hole?
We'll wait here a while, Tonto. I want to change my appearance before I go back to Kingsville. I'll get the other clothes out of the saddlebag. You fix the disguise.
How to mix herbs and berries like Indian make them. That change Lone Ranger's face. Make him look like rancher. Him change clothes. And plenty quick, nobody know him Lone Ranger.
Why did he want to be disguised?
Tonto tell you. You listen. When Lone Ranger ready, him speak. He tell Tonto plan.
I'll go back now, Tonto. I think we can accomplish a lot more this way.
And where you go?
First, to the Golden Eagle Cafe. The gambler Kirk Ransom works there.
And what me do?
Ride a back trail, Tonto. Come into town from the other side. I'll wait near Mother Carter's boarding house. If I need you, I'll signal.
Here, Silver.
You think we catch Crook?
I hope so. Although this is one time the crooks have the law on their side. Said he, big fella. That makes it more difficult.
Now, Tonto, do like you say. Wait for signal.
Good. Come on, Silver.
After Lone Ranger go... Me wait short time. Then Tonto ride back trail. Ride slow. Other side river. Me almost reach town. Go by cave on riverbank. Then me hear voices. Then talk. Me sneak close through tall grass. Hear men talk plenty.
Then tail it into town.
But we don't move in on the gold until after the driver's delivered it to the bank.
That's right. Wait till the bank signs for it.
Ain't you getting kind of fancy, Bart? What difference does it make who we hijack, as long as we get the gold?
Because when it's on the stage, it's in the hands of the express company. And they're too big and tough to monkey with.
Sometimes banks are tough, too.
Not this one. You won't have any trouble.
Wish I was sure of it.
I'm sure. And I'm the sheriff of Kingsville.
Yeah, but Red and me are doing the job.
What are you scared of? There isn't a loose gun in the whole town. Kurt and I corralled every one of them.
Kurt? What's Kurt and Ransom got to do with it?
He's my deputy.
That's a laugh.
What's so funny?
You two highbinders being in the law in Kingsville. Hey, how'd you ever put that one over?
Never mind, we did it. Now you hombres do your part.
That gold's as good as in our pockets right now.
One more thing. Lefty, you better wear a black mask.
Mask? What's wrong with the bandana I always use?
There was a mask outlaw in town today. Folks got a good look at him. Savvy?
All right. Don't know where I'll rustle a black mask, but I'll try.
Kurt and I'll meet you here as soon as it's over. But remember this. Don't get any ideas about a double cross, or you wish you hadn't.
You and Ransom remember the same thing.
I guess we understand each other.
Sure, Sheriff. We understand.
That's better. I'll see you tonight.
Me here, Crook talk. Then go meet Lone Ranger. Him not there. While Tonto wait, him in Golden Eagle Cafe.
Keep it rolling.
All right, stranger. What you drinking?
Nothing. I'm looking for Kurt Ransom.
Yeah?
Where is he?
Is Kurt looking for you?
Maybe.
I guess I didn't catch your name.
I didn't mention it. Where's Ransom?
Now listen here, stranger. You better not.
If you don't
start.
Tell me where he is, I'll start looking with this.
Where'd you get that gun? Don't you know it's against the law to pack a gun in this town?
I hate to waste time. If you don't tell me where Ransom is,
now,
I'll go around.
Wait. All right. Follow me. Kurt,
how many times have I told you to stay out of this back room?
There's a number here asking for you.
I don't want to see anybody. I get out of here, I'll...
I think you'll see me.
Hey, what the...
All right, bartender. I'll handle this alone.
Honest, Kurt, all I did
was... I said alone.
Say, you can't do anything.
Sit down.
You can't force your way in here and threaten me with a gun. I'm a deputy sheriff. I'll arrest you.
You're wrong, Ransom. I'm the one who'll make the arrest.
You're not the law in Kingsville.
Wrong again. See this badge? It says Deputy Sheriff, King County.
How can you be?
I was sworn in this afternoon by Sheriff Blaine.
Blaine's not sheriff. Bart Hegan's got the job.
You mean he took the job?
I don't know who you are, stranger, but you're heading for a lot of trouble.
Maybe.
Suppose you are a 10-star deputy. My badge means just as much as yours. More, because the law's on my side.
No doubt that's true. So we'll settle things without the law.
Settle what? I never saw you before.
I want to know why you and Hegan shot Sheriff Blaine and killed Dave Jenkins.
We didn't.
I want to know why you took over the law here in Kingsville.
That's none of your business, stranger. And I'll...
Better not go for that gun. You're covered.
All right. You got a cold drop? What do you want?
Where's Bart Hegan?
How do I know? You're so old-fired smart, you're...
Kurt, I've got everything fixed with Lefty and Red. They'll meet the state.
Reach, Hegan.
What the... Who is this?
Some crazy cowpoke. He walked in here, pulled a gun on me.
Thanks for reminding me. Lay your guns on the table. Both of you.
Well, wait a minute. You can't do this.
I said lay them on the table.
I don't know who you are, but you won't get away with this very long. There's my gun.
And here's mine.
The other one, too.
What do you mean?
A pistol in that shoulder holster under your arm. Lay it down.
There it is.
Good.
What is it you want? Money?
No, Hegan. All I want is a company of you and Mr. Ransom.
Company? Listen here, I'm the sheriff of this town.
It won't be long. That's why I want your company. We're going for a walk.
Walk?
Just over to Mother Carter's boarding house. You see, Sheriff Blaine wants to legally take back the authority he gave to Hegan yesterday.
Take back the... Blaine can't do that. The law says...
But I say we're going for a walk. Turn around. Both of you. Go ahead. Now open the door, Hegan. Walk straight ahead and out the front door. Don't try any tricks.
You can't do this.
Remember, there's a gun in back of both of you. Let's go. Knock on the door, Hegan.
This Carter woman's a maniac. She might...
Knock.
What in the tarnation, you... Hegan, why, you low-down...
It's all right, Mrs. Carter. Neither of these men is armed. They won't cause any trouble.
Who are you?
Hegan and Ransom want to turn back their law badges to Sheriff Blaine. Now, you have a gun. Will you keep them covered and take them upstairs?
Oh, I'll take them up. Get moving, you scallywags.
Good.
Come on now.
Tell the sheriff I'll be back as soon as I find out who Red and Lefty are.
Tonto, while all this was going on.
Me wait at the side of house. Then Lone Ranger see Tonto. Him stop.
Tonto?
Me see you take Hegan, another crook.
Mother Carter will watch them for a few minutes. Now, Hegan said something about everything being fixed with two men named Lefty and Red. We've got to find out.
Me know. Tonto hear crook talk in cave by river.
This Red and Lefty. Who are they?
Me not see him. They hold a bank after stage leave gold. They think that easy, because nobody have gun.
So that's the reason Hegan took over the law in Kingsville. To frame a bank robbery.
Ah.
When, Toto, do you know?
Plenty soon. Stage come in at sundown.
Then there's no time to lose. Come on.
Stage driver left this stone box sitting here on the wall. Will a couple of you boys help me carry it into the bank?
Sure, Joe, we'll help you. Come on, Jack, grab a hold.
Sure.
Hold there.
We'll save you the trouble. We'll take that box, boys, and everything that's in it.
Reach, all of you. Hold up. Not a gun in the whole crowd of
us. Where's Hagen, the sheriff?
Look, the tall one's masked.
Same Aubrey that shot it out with Hagen today.
Guess none of you folks are anxious to interfere. Unless you want to taste some lead.
Keep everybody stretching, Red. I'll shoot the lock off this box.
No, you won't.
Who's going to stop me? There ain't a shooting iron in the whole passel of you.
That's what you think.
Who's he?
Never saw him before.
Ain't that engine with him the
one? Why, you... Oh, my arm!
He got him in the arm.
No, he didn't. Just shot the gun out of his hand.
Yeah, but... Say, that's the same kind of shooting that masked man did this afternoon.
You, over there. Unless you want some of the same thing, you better drop that gun. Put up your hand.
There, up. Don't shoot.
Hey, stranger, it's a mighty lucky thing you happen to be here.
It wasn't luck.
Well, he's wearing a badge. You a lawman? A sheriff, maybe?
Just temporarily. Until the law of Kingsville is back where it belongs. All right, Red. Lefty, keep your hands up.
Where are you taking the Mavericks? To jail?
I'm going to turn them over to the sheriff.
You mean Bart Hegan?
There's only one real sheriff in Kingsville. That's Tom Blaine. All right, start walking.
He's heading for Carter's boarding house. Come on, let's follow him.
Lone Ranger take Crook to house. Plenty people follow us. Him march Crook up to where Sheriff sick in bed.
Here they are, Sheriff. The other part of Hegan and Ransom's plan.
Glory be.
Who are these varmints?
They were going to hold up the bank after Hegan had made it illegal for anyone to carry a gun in Kingsville.
So that was it.
You can appoint a deputy to take them to jail.
Sure. Sure I can.
Give me the job, Sheriff. I'll handle those sidewinders.
Well, where's Hegan and Ransom?
I got him hogtied down in the cellar.
Yes, I didn't see it, but after Mother brought those two polecats up here, she took them downstairs again. Must have used a little persuasion.
I used plenty.
Why?
They both signed a confession. I've got it right here in black and white. Hegan admits he killed Dave Jenkins.
Good. My job's done. Here's the badge, Sheriff. Been a privilege to wear it.
I hate to see you take it off. Kingsville owes you a mighty big debt.
Kingsville owes me nothing but a promise to keep the law in honest hands. And with you as sheriff, I know it'll be that way. Adios. Come on, Toto.
Who is he, Sheriff?
Yeah, that's what I want to know. Who is that man?
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought everybody knew. That was a Lone Ranger.
Just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook, OTRWesterns.com/Facebook, and send the show an email, podcast@OTRWesterns.com. This episode is copyright under the attribution, non-commercial, share-alike copyright. For more information, go to OTRWesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and again, thanks for listening.